Hello, everyone. My name is Natalie Calderon, and this is Broad Minds. So today I wanted to come on here and talk about growth and a little bit of what it involves, the good and the bad. Okay? So I'm at a point in my life where I'm always trying to get somewhere. Okay? There's never a certain plan because I can't stick to a plan, not because I'm incapable of it, but because I am a human being that just changes every day. My interests change, my levels of inspiration and motivation change, but the fact is, there's always growth towards something, towards some place. Now, don't bash on me. I understand that, having a clear path allows you to invest more purposely and effectively in what you want to achieve. But I'm just not there right now. Like in this point in my life, I'm not there, and I'm okay with that. I've accepted that. But this growth journey, it feels amazing. I mean, I come home and I'm inspired to get something done for myself because I love thinking from 9 to 6 I'm working, but I come home and I invest from 9 to 12 I invest in myself, you know? That makes all the difference. Even those couple of hours, it makes the difference and you feel it, you know? I've currently gotten into different types of habits, different types of hobbies, and one of them is farming. And it is incredible to see the growth in my plants, you know? It's silly because you don't think about that, but now that I'm watching the process happen, now that I'm watching the seeds cultivate, it's kind of inspiring because that same growth is happening all the time for me. But since I can't physically see it, like how I can see my seeds grow, I underestimate how far I've gotten from who I was years ago to who I am now. I've actually entered a new stage in my life where I feel chapters ending and new chapters beginning, and it is the most blissful feeling ever. And I hope everybody wishes that for you as well, 'cause that is how you live life. You just enter chapters and then you close them and new ones begin. That's part of growth. That's the beauty of it. And the downside is that sometimes it entails losing people, losing things, losing time that you didn't expect to lose. And for instance, I'm more or less referring to friendships and relationships. I would it feels like everything was a domino effect since the moment the worst, what I call the worst, happened. It was setting me up for this moment, and it's still setting me up for something bigger than what I think could happen. And I'm all for it now. I'm now accepting the new point of view, and that's what's keeping me going, honestly. It's not materialistic, it's up in the air, it's just I guess you can say a quote. It's not really a quote, but whatever. But yeah, just this new reason, this new purpose is what's really keeping me going. And that entailed closing some chapters, closing some doors. And it didn't happen lightly. I think after so long, I hit a new mindset where it involved closing certain doors that I'm just tired of having open. I'm tired of repeating the same things, and if I'm tired of the person I was in those chapters. Yeah, that might be unsettling for some. But it happens to all. You experience new chapters in work, for example. I feel like after a while, after you're done complaining, after you're done realizing that this is as high as you can get in a job, you start realizing, okay, I need to find a new job. I'm not growing anymore. I'm not learning anymore. The pay is not what I need it to be anymore. I don't, maybe it's the traveling distance. Maybe it's the people I'm working with. Maybe it's the environment, my work environment, all those attributes just align perfectly. And you realize that this is the end of the chapter. And I don't care how often you might sit at your job and say, I'm going to quit, or I'm done with this job, or this isn't for me. But all that talk does not mean anything until the day that you actually start researching a new job, start realizing that you want to move away or be closer to home or whatever the case is. But you just feel that chapter and everything just aligns perfectly. The whole aligns perfectly. I feel like that also happens with family members. Chapters close after you start realizing, chapters close with people after you start realizing you guys don't align anymore. Maybe the same reasons that brought you together aren't the same reasons holding you together. And that's hard to realize. I'm gonna tell you that's harder to realize and harder to let go, and the chapter is always a little longer than the rest, simply because there's such a concept around family. And I'm not gonna get into what Latinos think about family or other different ethnicities and cultures. Because at the end of the day, we still have some type of understanding of family. And family is always difficult, no matter if you have your parents, no matter if you don't have your parents, no matter what your situation is regarding parents, cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever the case is. It's always different everywhere, but it's still hard. And that chapter is always a little harder to close. But it has to happen. And sometimes people might call it selfish, but you just have to choose yourself sometimes. You have to leave certain situations, certain people for your own good. And you have to be honest with yourself. Your reason for closing a chapter has to be honest for yourself. Doesn't matter if the other person understands or doesn't. Most of the time, if you're ready to close a chapter, it's because the other person doesn't realize the chapter is ending. And if you are lucky and blessed to have someone on the other end understand why chapter is closing, then you're lucky. And I wish you and that other person the best. But chapters have to close, especially with family, and it's the hardest, but it's required for your growth. When do you know that the chapter has to close? Man, there's signs. They're signs, and they're the negative type of signs. They're the negative type of emotions that run through your brain and run through your body, and you feel that heartache in your chest, and that the what's it called, the knot in your throat. Sometimes you could be looking at pictures with this other family member and realize you're not the same people you were a couple years ago, and honestly, you don't recognize the people you are today. That's how you know a chapter is closing. There's no clear sign. Maybe sometimes they do something that just crosses a line and you're like, this is it. This is it for me. Then it becomes clear as hell. But if that's not the case, you just know, your body just tells you. And sometimes you just don't even enjoy their company. And if you enjoy their company but then go home and feel shitty, yeah, that's another sign. That's clear as day. Friendships, concerning closing chapters, this is as deep as it goes, depending on how deep the friendship was. I can tell you sometimes I feel no empathy when a chapter closes concerning a friend, because I know for most, I know that every time a chapter closes, it's for my best interest. And that might sound selfish, but if I can't do this for myself, then I can't be the type of friend that you want. You know, I can't be the type of friend that guides you. I can't be the type of friend that is honest with you. I can't be the type of friend that is truthful about your situations, about your problems, about whatever is going on. I can't be a reliable friend if I'm not reliable to myself first. I have to be my own example before I can offer my hands and say, here, let me help you now. You know, I have to set the example first for myself, because my conscience and self-conscious is always listening. I have to set the example for myself. And if I can do it for myself, then I can offer the same help to anyone, closing a chapter or not. But when it comes to friendships, closing chapters, this always hurts to the level that the friendship was deep enough, if that makes sense. And I've recently had to close a chapter. But again, it's the same thing with the chapter I closed with my family members. I cannot relive a cycle. I cannot relive a pattern again. That's just not part of my journey. My journey is always to grow. I'm always crossing a mountain, a river, whatever, but I'm never repeating the same cycle. I cannot afford to waste time. I have enough time to experience beautiful things. I have enough time to get through whatever I have to get through, but I do not have time to waste, and I'm not going through this back and forth thing. So chapters had to close. I also feel like this chapter had to close because I just had to spread my own wings. I just had to do things on my own now. I'm not gonna lie, closing chapters doesn't mean that you revisit them sometimes in your head. I do, in fact. But my will to continue, my will to be better, my will to set an example for little old me or my future kids is stronger than my will to want to revisit those chapters. And when that happens, when I feel like my will to proceed is greater than my will to stay, that's when I realize a chapter must also end. You know? One day I just woke up and I felt shitty. I felt like the sun had been taken away from the day and everything was just so negatively impacting me. And I had been in that stage for who knows however long. But then also one day I woke up and I talked to myself and I realized I'm done feeling that way. I'm done feeling shitty. And I had to realize what chapters did I feel shitty in? What chapters were motivating me? What chapters were gonna get me through the year, the month, the day, you know? I had to make a list and I had to realize this is my end goal. This is where I feel the best. This is where I feel shitty, and I had to close it, and I was done. I literally sat with myself, and I had to imagine the old version of me and the young version of me, and how dare I stay in a place where I don't feel good? Because I'm not just doing that to present me. I'm doing that to little old me, to little old 5-year-old Natalie, who was the sweetest little girl. How could I put myself in such a situation? I'm actually putting her in such a situation, and I'm not okay with that. I don't want to repeat cycles. I don't want to have her going in circles. She doesn't deserve that. I don't deserve that. And then I imagine older me. And older me is probably laughing at my ass right now. Because she sees everything, you know, she sees everything. She's at the chapter where she sees everything, and all she could really tell me is like, you're gonna experience beautiful things. You're gonna experience experiences that just blow your mind away. You're going to meet people, you're going to have people in your life, you're going to grow mentally with your knowledge and everything. You're going to get to this place and it's going to be beautiful. And the sucky thing is that you only have so many years compared to the lifespan of Earth to do all these things, but you still have time. You have time to enjoy the beautiful things. You have time to wake up in the morning and hit the gym if that's what if that's what makes your heart happy. You have time to sleep in a little more if it's gonna wake you up in a better mood in 5 minutes. You are allowed to make yourself a big breakfast and only eat the parts you want. You are allowed to go volunteer if that's what makes your heart content so overwhelmed. You are allowed to decide every day to do the beautiful things that inspire you. But you do not have time to waste doing things wrong, to do things without purpose, to do things with the intent to hurt yourself or to hurt others, knowing or not knowing. You don't have time to waste when it comes to anything negative. So why would you waste it? That's a real conversation I had mentally with my older self, and that's I think what clicked the next chapter in my life. That's where I realized you're right. I'm done feeling like I have to be a result of my past. I'm done feeling like my negative emotions just beat me sometimes. I'm done. I want better. I want to wake up today and I want to go to Starbucks and get a coffee and I want to go to work and get crap done. I want to come home and I want to know that I'm working for myself. I want to choose the best for myself. And that's as simple as it gets. Just choosing to be there for yourself, to be the best version, to do whatever it takes in the best and honest way without hurting anyone to get to where you want to be. And if anything did not align with that, that meant an end of a chapter. That's why I had to make certain decisions. But my reason for doing so was enough for me. And that's growth. That's realizing when to cut it off. Because if you can make that decision for yourself, you're on the right path. Not many will understand that, and many might take that personally. But that's not your job to stroke their ego if they take it personally or not. That's not your job. If that were your job, you would be their conscience. So, honestly, my best advice to anyone closing any chapters is to first come to peace with it for what you're about to do. Don't ever do that out of a jump. Don't do that because you're angry. Don't do that because you're feeling some type of negative way. It's not going to end well. But you don't owe anyone an explanation for why you're doing it either. You don't. But if you decide to, that's okay. And sometimes, if you close a chapter and you feel unwell at the end after it's all done, it's because you did have to say something to that person because that friendship relationship just require that ending, even if it didn't come in a peaceful way. So yeah, chapters are just a part of life, man. They're like chapters, I guess you can say they start whenever you're ready, but they exist like every birthday. I also want to give one good note out there. One note out there. I had to do what I had to do for myself. I don't feel guilty for that. I've never been one to feel guilty, for the decisions I make. If I make a decision, it's because I thought about it, and I'm someone to think it to the T before doing something. So if I had to make my decision, it's a lot of things that led up to that, and I stand on it. I'm not someone to back down from that, so I stand on it. And when I close my chapters, I don't ever end it in a bad note within myself. I always wish whatever chapter I close, the same things I wished at the beginning when I met them or when I met the situation. I always wish the best. But it just happens to be that I can no longer progress if I'm in the same place. And I can't say I've ever will go back to opening or revisiting a chapter. But I'm no fortune teller, so I can't promise anything either. But to anyone listening, if you're going through something right now that just feels like the end, sometimes the end is often a new beginning. Be excited for the new beginning. It's a whiteboard, and even if you don't know where to start, you can't make a wrong decision. If you can make a wrong decision, that would mean that you know what the plan is and you're choosing to go against it. But if there's a whiteboard and you get to draw all over it and you get to pick where to go, man, pick the best thing, the thing that excites you. So don't be afraid of this new beginning. Handle it with confidence, handle it with a clear and determined mind. You got this. You know, this is another thing, another part of life. This is one of the biggest lessons you will learn. And you will never stop learning this lesson. That's why you meet people the way you do. That's why you go through situations the way you do. But just keep going. Just keep going, man. I promise you're gonna get somewhere. And if you don't get to where you want to be and the plans switch, I promise you, celebrate your little wins and they will make all the difference. All the difference, I promise you. So thank you for listening to this week's podcast. I'm honored that you decided to take a listen. And I hope you have an amazing day and an amazing future. Think big, dream big, and I promise you, you will get there. Bye.